Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. There's a tentative agreement between striking writers and Hollywood studios. If approved by striking writers, it could end a 5-month-long walkout. Details of the proposed agreement have not yet been disclosed. But Writers Guild member and strike captain Bill Wolkoff says he is eager to see the terms.
I know they would not have told us a tentative deal was reached and told us that picketing is suspended if it wasn't exemplary.
CEOs from 4 Hollywood studios joined negotiators at the table. They're facing thorny issues from higher residual payments when shows go into reruns and protections against artificial intelligence. Thousands of federal wildland firefighters are bracing for major pay cuts in less than a week unless Congress intervenes. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports an expected government shutdown before then is stoking fears of mass resignations within the force.
About 19,000 federal wildland firefighters could see their paychecks slashed starting this coming Sunday unless Congress passes pending legislation that would give them a permanent increase. Prior to the fall of 2021, some rookie firefighters on the front lines of major wildfires had been making $15 an hour. Now that year, U.S. Forest Service and other federal agency firefighters got temporary pay raises of up to $20,000 from the infrastructure law, but now those are set to expire. And in the meantime, efforts to give wildland firefighters a permanent pay raise have stalled in a divided Congress. The union that represents them is warning of a, quote, mass exodus from the workforce, just as we're going into the typical peak of California's wildfire season. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Boise.
President Biden is welcoming several leaders from Pacific Islands to the White House today for a summit. The White House says the forum will focus on climate issues, economic growth, and strengthening security. The Biden administration is trying to fortify U.S. relations with Pacific Island nations to counter China's growing influence. U.S. border officials have reopened a railroad bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports last week thousands of migrants crossed into the city.
The International Railway Bridge was closed last Wednesday after a state of emergency declaration from the city's mayor. Vehicular traffic remains closed on the International Bridge. At one point last week, around 8,600 migrants crossed into the U.S. in Eagle Pass in a 24-hour period. The surge has also overwhelmed migrant resource centers, such as the one in San Antonio, which has been averaging around 750 migrants a day seeking assistance. The U.S. Department of Defense sent an additional 800 personnel to the border to handle the increase in crossings. By last Friday, the number of migrants crossing in Eagle Pass had dropped by around 2/3. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Ukrainian officials report Russian missile strikes have targeted infrastructure at the Black Sea port in the city of Odessa. One person has been injured. One of the targets was a grain silo. The Associated Press is reporting 4 more Ukrainian civilians were killed in attacks over the weekend. French President Emmanuel Macron says France is withdrawing its ambassador to Niger and will end its military presence in that country. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the move comes 2 months after a coup ousted Niger's democratically elected president.
The move is a blow to France's policy in Africa. French troops have also pulled out of neighboring Mali and Burkina Faso in recent years after coups and rising anti-French sentiment there. France had stationed thousands of troops in the region to fight jihadist groups and at the request of African leaders. It had repeatedly refused an order by Niger's new junta for its ambassador to leave, saying it didn't recognize the coup leaders as legitimate. But in an interview on national television Sunday, Macron said that he had spoken to Niger's ousted president Mohamed Bazoum and told him that France has decided to bring back its ambassador. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
The remnants of tropical storm Ophelia are raining on parts of the Northeast today. The National Weather Service says there are still dangerous coastal conditions from Delaware up to Maine. Forecasters are also warning of the chance of dangerous storms in the south today. Some storms could generate damaging winds and very large hail. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.